This was 2018. We had DMX, an after party for DMX. And it's weird because I remember when we had the opportunity to, have the after party, we were kind of hesitant. It was like, it's DMX, is people really going to show up for X? And do you hear what I'm saying? It's DMX. You know what I mean? Is people really going to show up for X? Hello, mofos and mofets. This is Thaddeus Shade. You're listening to Seasonable Clout, episode number 46. Let's go.
It's what you about to get into, nigga.
I pride myself on how myself get by myself. At times myself got down myself. By myself, I ride myself, I die myself. Huh. I ride myself. I pride myself on how myself get by myself. At times myself got down myself. By myself, I ride myself, I die myself. Nickel, I ride myself, I die myself. Who crutching on what? I'm too stand up. Who said I'm enough? I'm too damn much. I'm too ramps tough.
What a week it's been. It is Friday. Frigga day. It is a Friday. It is a Friday. It's the 23rd of April. And for my future self, it is 2021. Yes, my future self. If you're listening to me right now, I hope that we've somehow managed to become a millionaire and somehow we made out with J-Lo behind a very, very, very popular barbecue spot. And she proposed to me there and we are married somewhere living in the United States. If not, that means that we've become a heroin addict and that's not where I wanted to go. Now, it's been a very interesting week. My hip hop fans have really endured a very strong, tough week. If you're black in general, you just had a hell of a week. If you are black in America, it has been, as we say, a motherfucker. Wow. Shock G passes away yesterday. Black Rob, former Bad Boy artist Black Rob, passes away. And we all know the great and legendary DMX passed away. And you got to understand, man, DMX was a big influence on my life. I did music for the majority of my life. That's what I did. Mixing and mastering and rapping and producing beats. And that's what I did. And he just had a massive influence on me. It was one of the more first mainstream artists that I would listen to. Because at the time when I was thuggish ruggish and then them there streets, son, when I was stomping motherfuckers out in Timberland boots, that son, when I was doing that, I was more underground. I'm from Kansas City, Missouri. So I was listening to Tech N9ne, Rich the Factor. Those guys are back home. Veteran Click. Those all guys back home who as we look at, is like poster childs. Oh, somebody hit me with a message right now. Anyway, those are all guys who are poster childs for, selling units back home in KC. And then I was underground Bay. I was listening to Killer Tay, Luna Coleon, Mac Dre, all those guys, right? So DMX was really one of the first artists that was like, oh, you know what? These cats on the radio is real. They can be street. They can speak honestly. They can rap honestly. They could be them. And he was one of the first artists that, got me listening to the radio for real, and it's just, it's been a wild week, man. And listen, I'm going to go through some things, I promise you, I won't drop a tear. I think I won't drop a tear, but I might drop a tear. I don't know, but it's been an emotional week for hip hop heads, black people in general. I'm not going to say dude's name, or I'll say his name. Dude, Derek, we don't say his last name. The guy who's going to jail. We saw him get the guilty verdict. And I don't know about y'all, but that was equal to Del Taco, 3 a.m, you know, and a Del Taco shake along with those Del Taco tacos. And then you wake up in the morning and you release. That release is how I felt, because I really was holding my breath because I didn't know how that was going to go, you know, and but I knew how the end result would go. I was like, y'all can, you know, say not guilty if y'all want. We know how it's going to go. Right. But yeah, I was online shopping for my ride gear. I was online. I said, you know what? These Lululemon joggers, they might be able to make me. I could stretch in these. I can bend down to pick up shit to throw. Yeah, that's real good. Yeah, it's real good. Oh, look at that Under Armour hoodie. Now, that's what I'm talking about. I need to be all black because I don't want them to see me when I'm doing. No, I'm playing, people. But it was a very, you know, tight in your chest feeling, waiting to see what the verdict was going to be. It was very, very, very like, it was very tough. And for him to get guilty, there was some relief. There was some relief. I'm not, you know, everybody's talking about this ain't no real justice. This is just accountability. That's all I keep hearing. This ain't no real justice. This is just accountability. You understand what I'm saying? This ain't no justice. This just accountability. Ha. But whatever it was, it felt like something. And it felt like relief. This ain't justice, nigga. This is accountability. Y'all nigga crazy. Well, I felt good. You know, that situation is burned into my brain. It's there. It's tattooed. I'll never forget the video. I'll never forget the energy. The dark cloud that it brought over me and my people and over the country and over the people and over the world. It was relieving. It was fucking relieving. And I'm hoping that Big T is waiting for him when he gets back to the cell. Big T is known for bending folks over without even having to drop the soap. So Big T, if you hear me, do what you do. That's on the really real.
Oh, yeah.
One of my favorite Pac joints is I Get Around, and it's got Shock G on there. And so I got some records of his. I'm going to be running while I'm just running my mouth. I got some records of his. You know, I'm going to be running them. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. I get around. Still clown with the underground when we come around.
And, you know, listen, I Get Around is like that perfect summer song. And if I had abs, man, I load my abs up with a shit ton of baby oil. You know what I'm saying? Have me some Bart Simpson swimming trunks on, walk outside in some flip flops. You know what I'm saying? And I would just, you know.
Oh, yeah.
We coming up on summertime, baby.
I get around. Still clown with the underground.
But let me get back to mine. I can't get too wild because, like I said, this is a somber type mood, man. It was a gangster ass week, man. All my 90s rappers are slowly passing away. If you are from the 90s and I loved you to death, please take care of yourself. If you are on a substance and that substance is whooping your ass, please ask for help. We love you. We love you. I had a very, 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 very dope moment with DMX. I think it's story time.
Is it story time?
Yeah, it's story time. So I'm this was 2018. We had DMX, an after party for DMX. And it's weird because I remember when we had the opportunity to, you know, have the after party, we were kind of hesitant. It was like, it's DMX, you know, is people really going to show up for X? And do you hear what I'm saying? It's DMX. You know, I mean, is people really going to show up for X? Do you hear what we were talking about? I mean, it's DMX. People really going to show up for X? And it's crazy that this dude is very, very talented. Sold millions and millions of records. And then somehow, man, it's just so wild how the people that love them are fans, you know, magazines, writers, A&Rs, producers, engineers. We just seem to kind of shove these legends off to the back. And just kind of shove them to the back and give them a shit ton of disrespect. And I remember having that conversation inside the club before it was one of our Tuesday meetings in Scottsdale. We just having a meeting and we having a discussion like we always do. And then, you know, we decided we're going to do the after party. And I mean, that building is packed. And I'm thinking to myself, it's X. It should be packed. This dude's got ginormous records. Ginormous records. And we were really in the club talking about where we're going to book it. So boom, we book it. Yeah, I said, damn, boom, we book DMX. Club is packed. And it's wild because, you know, for people who got to go to that, I don't know what show that is where he's doing the Rough Riders anthem, and it's just looked like it's like a sea of people, millions and millions of people, just a sea of people out there. And they get to see Young X and he moving and he doing his thing and he hype and he got the silver chain and he just, you know what I'm saying, nigga up there sweating because he's working hard. He doing his thing and the crowd just rapping with him. And you know, and you see him, when I seen him in 2018, that's not Young X, but man, he was all the way into it. All the way into it, people. I mean, this dude loves music. And the crowd inside the club, we was piggity, pack, 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 was all the way the fuck into it. I'm like, yay, nigga, it's fucking X, you dick. DM, you know what I'm saying? I'm supposed to be, you know what I'm saying? I'm supposed to be hype. It's DMX. How am I playing my guy? He rocked that motherfucker. He really did. And so he gets off and he's enjoying his night, man. He's taking pictures with people. He's saying hi. Just X. X is legendary. And it's wild, man, because I'm a guy who, if I see you, let me take a sip of my tea. I decided to start sipping teasy before the podcasties because of I felt like tea would help my voice out. You know what I'm saying? Instead of drinking the coffee, so let me get a sip of the tea. By the way, you little fucker at Starbucks who put my damn lid on some bullshit ass cup, and when I went to pick up my tea, the lid on the cup fell, and then the tea got all on my hand. And it was almost like the devil was breakdancing on my thumb and the back of my hand. It was hot as shit. And all I got was, oh, dude, I'm sorry, bro. And he gave me some napkins and I had to do physical labor wiping the shit up on the counter. Because I'm a decent human, I'm wiping the ground too. You little shit. He didn't offer me another tea. He didn't offer me another tea. He didn't offer it. And I lost a lot of tea. And I mean, Satan was breakdancing on my thumb and on the back of my, I mean, he's just having a great time because my hand was on fire. Now, luckily, I'm a strong man. I'm a gangster man. That tea didn't burn me like that. I am a man. I got high pain tolerance. If I get shot 3 times, guess what? I'ma handle it. He said, damn, Shay, you got shot 3 times. I don't feel it. They said, no, he got shot your kneecap, your shoulder, and your eyeball. I don't feel it. I'm a grown man. But fuck you, you little shit at Starbucks. You didn't even offer me another tea. You know this shit ain't cheap. No, this shit ain't cheap. We come around. But so DMX, like I said, he's enjoying his night. And wait a minute.
All right, let's go.
Shimmy, shimmy, cocoa pop.
Yeah, shimmy, shimmy, cocoa pop.
R.I.P. Shock G. And so end of the night comes. And you know, when an artist is in the building, you want to work out pictures, right? You want to work out pictures with the promoters. You just kind of figure out when it's a good time. And manager was like, we'll just do it out back. And X was super cool. Yeah, we can do it out back. You know, yeah, it's cool. We just do it out back. Yeah. Just do it out back. And comes time, it's just me and my boy Davion. And we out back. And X is just talking to us. Now, understand. What I was going to say before was I don't play about people in their craft and their ability to entertain millions. I enjoy meeting. Listen, you entertain people. You take people from stress and pain for whatever time you entertain it and you grade it your craft. You better have some big ass security with you, because my big ass is coming to take a picture and I'm trying to admire your work, man. I'm going to tell you about it. Eyes on the way. Eyes on the way. And so I am listening to DMX talk, and it was one of the most honest and memorable moments I've ever had. Promoting, because here is DMX and he's totally honest, you know, just giving us the truth. And he's telling us, you know, how he doesn't get booked anymore. People don't take my phone calls. Promoters that I work with don't take my phone calls. Producers don't take my phone calls. He was just letting us know how difficult it has been and how much he appreciated us and how cool we were with him all night and how much he appreciated us bringing him in, because he had a fantastic time. And there were more words exchanged, and I just couldn't believe it, man, because that was like, you know, as a promoter, I mean, you have to find a way to, like I said this before in other podcasts, I got to find ways to realize that I do contribute to Earth being a nightlife promoter. I contribute in my own way. Now, like I said, I don't save lives like a paramedic. I don't run into burning buildings like a firefighter, you know what I'm saying? Or shoot black people like cops. I mean, arrest. Y'all know what I'm getting at. And I don't know what else, you know, shit. I'm not Falcon. I'm not a superhero. Right. But as a promoter, I try to find a way to, you know, realize that I bring a little something to Earth, what I mean by that is my job in providing a place where people can have fun, be safe, drink, and let the stress of the week leave. That's a big deal. You know what I'm saying? That's a big deal. And that's my little contribution to Earth outside of me talking to you guys once or twice a week, right? So, you got to find ways. But then in that moment, talking to X, I just really was like, yo, this is the coolest job ever. DMX just was like, just talking to us on the really real. I mean, he was talking to us on the really real. I can't even put it into words. And me and Davion have always talked about it. It's my favorite moment as a promoter because it's DMX. And he was telling us, man, like, people don't fuck with me no more. They don't answer the phone. And I'm like, they don't answer the phone? I'm not even going to say anything anymore. I told you I was going to try not to drop a tear, and it almost came, baby. I almost dropped a tear, baby. I'm just being honest. You know what I'm saying? I almost dropped a tear.
All right, let's go.
R.I.P. Shock G. Yeah. R.I.P. Black Rob.
Shimmy, shimmy, cocoa pop.
R.I.P. DMX, let's go. Shimmy, cocoa pop. Shimmy, shimmy. Cocoa pop. Hey. Chocolate crossover. Digital underground.
Yeah, we chocolate crossover. See me, cocoa, Michael. I'm cocoa and I might go pop. Now it's about time.
I could just see my brother, because my brother's older than me. I could just see his old ass doing some moves to this shit. I don't know what y'all was doing back then, big bro, but I could just see you.
But I cleared this, so pardon me, miss. But I'd like for you to hear this. If you kiss me again, I'll kiss you back.
The last episode of Snowfall aired this week, and guess what? I wasn't able to watch it. You know why? Because I'm on season 3, but I'm halfway through season 3, and I plan on it. Relax. I plan on. It was a lot of things happening this week. It was a very emotional week. Did I get laid this week? No, I did not. So it was an extremely emotional week. I'm on season 3 of Snowfall. And I'm halfway through. And then I find out the last episode of Snowfall was this week. And then I start seeing RIPs for specific characters. And I got to try to not remember it so I can pretend to not know what the fuck happened. And that's my fault for being on social media the same day or the day after that a very popular show aired. A very popular show aired this week, Snowfall. It's about a young black teen who figures out that I can sell this crack cocaine and make a ton of money off of it. Very smart young man. No, but it's a fantastic show. I get this line stuck in a couple of my boys' heads because I'm always talking about, hey man, don't be over there fucking with Ivy, man. I told you quit fucking with Ivy. You know, Ivy, of course, is like, what is up with everybody calling me while I'm doing my podcast, man? They know my hours are. When I start this shit, what time, where am I at with this? Hold on, y'all. Oh, yeah. My hours are from 2:45-2:47 to 3:47. That is such an odd time. They don't know that shit. They don't know that shit. I'm just doing my shit. On top of that, you know, missing, got to catch up on Snowfall. On top of that, Vanessa Bryant, who I just, because she did some G shit this week, I absolutely love. I absolutely love it. You know, the Nike contract, Kobe and Nike's contract expired. And she says, no, we're not going to renew. And I love it because anybody who knows me, I am a ridiculous Bean fan. Ridiculous. Now, I can argue basketball the right way. We could get into some numbers and who's greatest and all those things. And I'm an honest guy. But the Bean. I trip off of. I watch this dude's highlights damn near every day to every other day just because it's motivational to me. Right? So, and so the contract expires and she doesn't renew the contract. to sum it all up, she's like, well, I know Kobe would want his fans wearing his gear. You know, Nike is a business. They're going to be like, well, now we have an opportunity to make everything limited. We're going to jump over the Yeezys. And that's corporation thinking, you know, and I understand because I love marketing too, but I'm a bigger Bean fan. So if you could just drop Kobe's stuff and I can just hand you my money, I prefer it to go that way. I don't want to have to get on apps and beat motherfuckers out. I can't beat a 13-year-old kid named Johnny. A 13-year-old kid named Johnny don't got adult shit to do. I got to pay bills. All right, I got bills to pay. I got cops to dodge. I got to survive. Little Johnny in the suburbs gets up on the app. He buys three pairs. I think you only get two pairs. He buys two pairs, and there's like 14 other Johnnies out there doing the exact same thing. I can't keep up with that. I just want to get on, buy a 14, and be done with it. Take my money. Everything's limited. And she said, fuck that. Kobe will want all his fans wearing his gear. And he's got the number one worn shoe in the NBA by NBA players. I buy a lot of Curry shoes. Not just because I'm a Curry fan. I buy a lot of his shoes, you know, but nobody will get my money like Kobe. Take my money. Hey, these Kobe shoes, you know, everybody could get them, but they're going to cost you $500. Take my money. Hey, man, these new Kobe shoes, they dropping in 2022. They're going to be $750. Take me's money. I take me's money. Stronger than ever. I don't play about the Bean. And so that was real gangster. But that happened this week. Vanessa Bryant, she did not renew with Nike. Now, I have a feeling that somehow, some way, there were a lot of big names that were with Nike that probably hit up Nike and was like, no, you need to fix this. Because I feel like Kobe's a part of the Nike family. Now, I'm not saying she can't go somewhere else or start his own shoe and I'm not going to be there to buy it and everybody else ain't going to be there to buy it because we're going to buy that joint, right? But I like to think that Nike's going to figure it out. And I like to think that the big wigs at Nike, all those big athletes at Nike was like, nah, man, you got to figure this shit out, bro. We need not. Kobe is a part of Nike. He's a part of the team. Let's figure it out. So I hope that they figure it out. I really do. What do we want to do? Oh, what am I going to do? I think I'm going to play some more music. You see, I feel real good inside, and it's just from your nearness. There's no need for you to fear this. Kiss me, I'll kiss you back. Ooh. Well, you look kind of cute to me. I think we can achieve this. Plus, you act like you need this. Kiss me, and I'll kiss you back. Shout out to Pac Woods. I hope he, listen, shout out to Pac Woods, Roy. Shout out to you, Pac Woods. Now, I don't smoke, but apparently I have friends that smoke and people that I'm around that smoke. And I give them some of the Pac Woods supply that I get, and they really, really enjoy it. So shout out to Pac Woods. Pac Woods is on his way to Arizona. They got like three warehouses in Cali, or it's three factories. I don't know what you call it, but they're doing their thing in Cali. Now they're on their way to AZ, and shout out to Pac Woods. They be hooking me up. I say that because 420 was this week and I didn't celebrate because I don't smoke. I thought about smoking one of them, but the last, y'all know, if you don't know, the last time I did anything with some weed or the weed ingredients, I unfortunately was at my next door neighbor's door with a wife beater and some shorts and one sock on, banging on his door, begging for him to take me to the hospital because I thought I was going to die. Now, see, I don't do the drugs. I don't smoke. So when you're laughing, make sure you understand that you laughing at a rookie. And since you laughing at a rookie, man, that don't look good on you. Is it funny that I was so high I thought I was going to die? I thought I was going to die, man. I thought I was dead. My heart was racing real fast. My neighbor, he's a nice white guy. He had just moved in 2 weeks prior. I'm 6'3". I'm a big ass black man banging on his door at 3 a.m. in the morning. That was not funny. If you're laughing at me, man, may your toilet clog up for 3 weeks.
Cole, you stupid.
Now, let me see. Shout out to Alyssa. She's helping me produce the show, so I got more things to talk about. It's sad, man, because when I get on here, I would really grab a couple things and I could just really chat with y'all. Y'all know how I get. You know what I'm saying? Y'all know how I get. Y'all know I get in my groove. Y'all know I get in my zone. And I act a fool, man. But now I want to talk about more things. You know what I'm saying? I want to talk about more things. Also, it looks like, it does look like that. Did I read that right? Yeah, I did read that right. Oh, yeah, I did read that right. I read that right. Floyd Mayweather gonna fight that one boy. Floyd Mayweather Jr. gonna fight that Paul boy. Let me tell you something about that boy. Floyd Mayweather Jr., who 51 and old, who toured around with McGregor, who danced around with McGregor, gonna fight that young YouTube boy. Then what I gotta say, Shorty. That little ball boy, he ain't been hitting the same spot ever in his life 50 times. And I know Floyd. I know Floyd belong in a walker or a wheelchair or a walker, either one, because they're old. But he gonna tap Paul ass up. I don't know Paul's full name. I know he been knocking motherfuckers out. Well, fuck with no Floyd. Floyd gonna make it look cute. Floyd gonna make it look fun for the people. But Floyd, shit. Hell, that motherfucker in a minute. Shit, there ain't nothing even to be excited about. Shit. I'ma watch it though. I'ma watch it. And that's what Floyd is good at. Floyd is great at that. Even though we like, man, this shit's a joke, we still watch it. And it don't even matter. If my Paul cat was to get lucky and knock Floyd out, do we really even give a shit? It's good for social media for a day or two, but it don't matter. It's an exhibition fight. And they make sure to make that as clear as day that it's an exhibition fight. And shit don't matter. You just want to see it. You want to see if it can happen. You want to see if he can land a right and knock him on down to the ground. But honestly, that's been like that for like Floyd's last 4 or 5 real fights. People have been hoping for that. And he go in there and he's an artist and he bob, weave, use that shoulder, tap you in the same spot 78 times. No power, but when you get hit in the same spot 78 times, your shit start to lump up, don't it? And that's what's going to happen. It's a different type of speed. Logan Paul, that's his name. Logan Paul, I couldn't figure out that's his name. Logan Paul, I couldn't even figure out his motherfucking name. That's what it is. I couldn't figure it out. I'm sorry, Logan, because you've been knocking motherfuckers out, but it ain't gonna happen with Floyd. And we know, you know, people consider him not fighting real motherfuckers. And the last dude that he fought, I mean, me and him definitely could break dance on our bellies together. We definitely can spin on our bellies. He was looking for a check. By the time Paul had hit him with the right and he was falling to the mat, he was thinking about how all his bills are about to be paid. He was figuring out, do I want the I-8 or do I want a McLaren? How many bitches I'm going to get tonight? Am I going to have to pay some bitches? Am I going to have to pay some hoes? I don't know. By the time he hit the canvas, He could have slept. And the reason he was sleeping, because he was getting paid. It's a fat check. He wasn't even laying on no canvas. He was laying on $500,000. For him, he was like, I was laying on $500,000. That was the easiest amount of money I ever made. Thank you kindly. And he was out. He was spending the bread. Now, when I say bitches and hoes, so before y'all DM me and attack me, I'm funny. This is a funny podcast, and I'm just talking shit. So don't DM me with the smoke and the guns. I don't do that because I'll block you, unblock you, give you the finger, block you again, unblock you again, call your mama ugly, and then block you for the rest of your life. That's what I do. I don't really block. Cameron's got like 200,000 people blocked. Rapper Cameron. He got like 200,000 people blocked, he says, but I don't block. I want you to see me. All right? I don't block. You ain't got to worry about that.
Oh my God.
I don't block.
Oh my God.
I don't block.
Oh my God.
I'm going to keep doing this.
Oh my.
But yeah. So I don't expect much of that, but other than some nice dodging from Mayweather, a couple of pop, pop, pops, and Mayweather letting him, you know, get a couple of hits in because it's fun. It's fun. Do you remember, though? You remember Rocky? Was that shit? What Rocky is that? Is that four? That's not Drago, is it? That is. No. Is that Drago? That's because. Oh, shit. One is Apollo Creed and the tie, right? I think it's the tie. The second one, they fight again. The third one is Mr. T. Four is Drago. I think three was the one he fought Hulk Hogan. And, you know, Rocky's this for charity. Hey, kids.
Hey, yo, you know, it's great to fight with you. You know what I'm saying? Hulk, you know, it's a great fight. Huh? It's a great fight. You know, this is a charity exhibition, but Hulk Hogan, what do you know, brother? You know, Hulk Hogan is all the way in it, ready to do some damage.
And Stallone, I mean, Stallone. He's like, hey, man, this is just for the kids. They're just for the kids, man. And Hulk Hogan ain't having it. And I feel like that's what Paul ain't going to understand. I think Paul don't know that, you know, this is just for fun, man. Mayweather, this is for fun and a check. You hit me too hard, I'm going to fuck you up. What's the slogan of the fight? That's what Mayweather going to tell him before they even hit the ring. He said, hey, man, look, I'll keep real with you. This exhibition is fun. We're going to go out there, box, collect us a check. Hit me too hard, I'm going to fuck you up. And then I'm going to take some of your money away. What did I just tell you? If you hit me too hard, you're going to take some of my money away and you're going to fuck me up. That's right. Hit me too hard, I'm going to fuck you up. I'm going to take some of your money away. Everybody in the room, everybody understand that? If you hit me too hard, I'm going to fuck him up. I'm going to take some of his money away. That's what it's going to be, man.
Real fly. Money D's not buying it. Quit denying it. You better off trying it. Freak me, girl, and I'll freak you back.
Through any kind of weather, will me and you forever stay together? Well, I just don't know, but I tell you what, though. If you kiss me, then I'll kiss you back.
Kiss you back.
And I kiss.
That's my shit, by the way. Kiss me and I'll kiss you back. Kiss me and I kiss you back. Man, you man. Oh yeah. This was last Saturday. Last Saturday, I think it's called Smirkcella. And we were originally going to be promoting for Smirkcella, and it was a stall out. I don't know what happened. But we end up doing the Pusheisty concert. So we end up promoting the Pusheisty concert, but Smirkcella was 10,000 people. That's a little dark. And I think Coley Ray, I don't want to mess up nobody's name. She was there. It was a big deal here in Phoenix, Arizona. Big, big, big deal. Celebrity theater parking lot, 10,000 people. It was really dope. Pooh Shiesty concert sold out, easy peasy. It was busy, but that Smirkcella just looked crazy, right? And apparently, like, there was a false narrative that I don't know. I wasn't there. So what I seen was that people got hurt, trampled. They thought gunshots. It was gunshot. People were shooting. People were upset. People got hurt. And, you know, it was a thing. Now, you get both sides of the story. You heard there was gunshots. You heard it was no gunshots. You heard it was just, you get the rumors that they just trying to put a stigma or another stereotype on, or the usual stereotype that we just cause fucking trouble. But then you hear that side that there was gunshots. You know, there was videos being posted on, you know, big internet pages and social media pages, and, you know, and there were some issues. Now, I don't know what really happened, people. I wasn't there. All right, listen, I'm going to keep it real. I'm going to keep it really real. Okay?
Tell them to bring me my money. Yeah!
I promote events, whether it's nightlife or concerts. I've never been the biggest concert fan ever. You know, concerts don't hit home for me. You know what I'm saying? They just don't hit home for me, you know? I don't mind going to a concert, but I'd be damned if I stay the whole time. It's just not what I love to do. It ain't really my thing. I went to a Jay-Z concert one time. I was like, that's Jay-Z, but I'm cool. I'm going to head on out of here. But that's not really my thing, right? So I knew I wasn't going out. I get paid. I can stay home. That's what I'm going to do. I'm old. You know what I'm saying? I'm an elder. Cause I know sometimes shit just get a little hype, man. Like I was thinking, like, oh man, if they were gonna have Coachella, and I think they moved Coachella to November, but I was like, oh, you know, I've never been to Coachella. I should go to Coachella. But then I remember there's STDs and sweat and like filth and like young people, and I avoid young people. Literally, like if I'm in the mall and I'm being trailed by young people, I will pull off to the side. I will pull to the side and then like park my feet and then let the youngins go and then get behind them and then threaten their life the whole time I'm behind them because I can't stand young people. Get off my ass. Get off my ass, man. So I knew I didn't go to the Shiesty or to the Smirkcella. Of course, I couldn't go to Smirkcella because I was working for the Shiesty concert, but both events were packed. But I'm an elder. All right? I don't go to that. But you hear the Pooh Shiesty concert was good. You know, nothing happened. Not that I know of. Not that I was told of. And then you hear the Smirkcella. I'm gonna hedge my money. And I'm going to say that there were no shots fired. And there was probably more of a fight situation because that can happen. People get into it. People get into it at the club all the time. It happens. It happens at all clubs, by the way. It's not just black folk. It happened in all clubs, man. All right. Stop thinking that it's only black people that fight inside of places. Everybody gets into it. Okay. But somebody was probably getting into it, and then it got rowdier and bigger, and it turned into, oh shit, we got to get out of here. Everybody's running for their lives. I don't think there was no shooting. We got to believe. But other than that, man, successful weekend for Phoenix, man. It was just a bunch of people out here, and there was concerts all over the place. Jeezy couldn't get into his own concert because the police were shutting that down because there were so many people outside the building. They wouldn't even let Young Jeezy. We don't call him Young Jeezy no more. We call him Jeezy. They wouldn't. Jeezy left. He's like, this is my show. I can't even get inside the venue. I'm out, this motherfucker. All the doughboys go crazy as we get in the car. I put on the song inside the car because I'm out, this motherfucker. Get it? Cause
I know. Cole, you stupid.
I'm wild, man. I'm wild. It's a gift of mine. I don't know what I do. I don't know why I'm like this. I really don't. My brother said, my brother was, because I was out of town last week, and I went to, where did I go? I drove down to Vegas. I was in Vegas. I stayed at the Palms. I stayed at the Palms, man, and I felt bad. All right. Listen, don't get mad at me when I say this, but I felt bad. You know, when I was in the Palms, I'm like, oh man, Palms got a great price again. Right? It's like the newer side of the Palms. Like, look at the price on Priceline for the Palm. I'm going to stay at the Palm in Vegas. And I looked up, and all my brothers and sisters were staying at the Palms too. I said, hey man, the fuck? I thought I was staying. I'm trying to stay in some classy shit next to the white people. What the hell's going on? I said, man, this is what y'all doing, man. This price, man, Priceline putting all the brothers and sisters inside the Palms because they know the price is cheap. Man, I wasn't happy about that shit. I wasn't happy about that shit, man. How y'all put me back at the projects, man? What the fuck is going on, man? I was pissed. I should have put my money on the win, but the win was too much money for me. You know what I'm saying? At least at the Palms, let you swipe your EBT. I'm just saying, at the Palms, you can swipe your EBT card. That's all I'm saying. They let you swipe. You can pay at the Palms with the EBT. And if you got enough weed on, they might give you a little discount at the front. I'm just saying, if you got enough weed on, you might be able to get a discount on the room at the Palms. The Palms for the niggas. The Palms down in Vegas? You talking about Las Vegas, the Palms with the Playboy sign. Shit, that's for the niggas. That's for the niggas. If you got enough weed, you get a discount. If you got an EBT card, they'll let you pay. Shit. Just play. Y'all gotta have cash, but don't go in there. Don't go in there trying to swipe EB. Y'all better not do that. Don't go in there trying to swipe the EBT card. Don't do that. Don't y'all dare embarrass me like that, okay? Tea break.
Stop what you're doing, cause I'm about to ruin the image and the style that you're used to. I look funny, but yo, I'm making money, see? So yo, world, I hope you're ready for me. Now gather round, I'm the new fool in town, and my sound's laid down by the underground. I drink a bottle of Hennessy you got on your shelf, so just let me introduce myself. My name is Humpty, pronounced with the Humpty. Yo, ladies, oh, how I like to...
I wish I could do that. I just wish I had dancing ability. You know? Dancing ability. I can't dance for nothing. And one of my big fears is like getting married and then people want you to dance and I can't dance. I'm assuming most guys like this, we don't really care about the wedding. Me personally, I really don't give a fuck. If there's any way I could get married in some Nike shorts, a pair of Kobe's or Curry's, and a wife beater with my stomach sticking out, I'll do it. Now, I don't know if the lady I'm with would be like a big fan of that. But, you know, that's how I like to do my shit. You know what I'm saying? if I wear a pair of Curry's, Kobe's, Nike shorts, and a wife beater, while that man say, "Do you take this beloved woman to be your beloved wife?" I'd be like, "Yes." And I lift my wife beater up, and I play up my belly button when I say yes, because that's how much I don't really give a fuck about my wedding. As long as I get married to the woman I love, I'm happy about it. I don't need anything extravagant. If the woman wants something extravagant, she can have something extravagant. I'm not really worried about anything extravagant. I'm trying to chill, but I am worried about having to dance. I don't have any moves, man. I don't have any moves. If you put me on Dancing with the Stars, first motherfucker out. I'd embarrass my dancing coach. This motherfucker. We worked. I don't even know what the fuck accent that was, but I'm embarrassment to my coach. I can't dance. I got eight left feet. And then, you know, who knows? You know, they could put on All for One. And I swear by them. And then I got a slow dance. And you're just moving at a slow speed, but I have a great feeling that I might fall.
They say side to side. And then the pressure get to me and I kind of side to side fall. And then everybody at my wedding laughing at me. Then I got to go over, get my gym bag, grab my pistol. I got to grab my pistol at my wedding because I fell doing a slow dance to All for One, people laughing at me. Now I got to cock my pistol. And then I put my pistol on my shorts and I commence to dance. So the next time I fall, if I hear anybody laugh, I'm going to bust a cap in their ass. That's just what it is. That's just what it is. You come to my wedding, I'm going to have my pistol in my pants. Once I fall the first time to All for One while we slow dance because I ain't got no dancing skills and everybody laugh at me, I grab my pistol, put my pistol on my shorts, and I'm back to dance. Anybody laugh, that's capping your ass. A-plow. A cap in your ass. And I don't know why I've never... I'm black. I'm supposed to have rhythm, right? Stereotype. I'm supposed to have some moves, man. I'm supposed to be able to pop and lock with the best of them. Turbo and Ozone, for y'all who don't know, that's breaking. Breaking, Turbo and Ozone. Y'all don't know about that. If you don't know about breaking, go watch breaking. But I'm supposed to have the moves because I'm black. And I don't have no rhythm, man. I'm off beat all the time. You're like, how were you making music? You were off beat. I don't know. I stayed on flow when I was spitting my rhymes. When I make beats, my beats are on tempo. They own the flow. I can't tell you how I don't have no dancing skills. Hell, sometimes when it's when it's go time, when it's humpty hump time with the ladies, sometimes I get off beat with my stroke. I say one time in, one time out. One time in, one time out. One time in, one time out. And I fuck around and do one time in and out. And I fuck up the whole shit. Then I get off in my head, fucked up the groove. Next day I know she... And I'm thinking it's a whole Netflix true crime documentary. I'm thinking about putting my hands around. Don't do that to me. I'm embarrassed already. I done got off rhythm with my stroke. And now you up here making sounds. I don't need this shit. Somebody teach me how to dance, please. If you out there, please. Please. I take a dancing lesson. I don't want to be at my wedding with my pistol and my shorts ready to shoot somebody because they laughing at me. Please.
You want to know if I'm going to be around? I ain't sure, but I'll tell you what I do know. If you kiss me, then I'll kiss you back. Kiss you back. All right, let's do this. If you kiss me, then I'll kiss you back. Yeah, kiss me and I'll kiss you back. If you kiss me, then I'll kiss you back. You with it? Because if you with it, I'm with it.
I want to say thank you to my homegirl, Alyssa, aka DJ Flawless, helping me produce the show and coming up with some things to run my mouth about. I appreciate you. I am at Thaddeus Shade, at Thaddeus.Shade on Instagram. This is Seasonable Clout. You can find me also on Twitter at Thad Shade. With two D's, you can find me on Facebook at Thad Shade with two D's. Make sure you, you know, you subscribe and then you share and then you find a friend, right? Right. And then love, trust, right? Love yourself, right? No, and then also the inerds.com. Make sure you check the show notes below. I got discount codes on the coldest water bottle and also Link app. Link app is really dope. It's a little dope. You can get it as a card, you get it as a bracelet. You just hold it to people's phone and it'll pull up your own link page, and you got your information on your contact information, your social media pictures, whatever you need to have on there. It's really dope for us business people out there and us content creators who need to let people know what we're doing and where we at, and we on the move. Just pull that out, put it next to their phone. It brings that shit up, man. It's really dope. Once again, I want to thank everybody listening to Seasonable Clout with Thaddeus Shade. And, you know, make sure you have a good Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday. Peace.
Back to those who break their neck to keep their hopes in check, as though they sweat a brother majorly. And I don't know why your girl keeps paging me. That's
cries when she leaves me. And every time she sees me, she squeezes me. Ladies,